O Lord, open thou my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste, O mighty Lord. Glory be to your mother, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
O God, who hast made this most holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light, grant, we beseech thee, that as we have known on earth the mysteries of that light, we may also come to the fullness of its joys in heaven, through the merits of Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord and only Savior, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Your devout attention is now directed to the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 1, concerning the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother, Mary, was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which, being interpreted, is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. Thus far the Christmas Gospel. We now confess our most holy Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Although our Sunday school is so much smaller than it was last year at this time, our children are all, by God's grace, devoted lambs of the Lord Jesus, happy members of his little flock, serious about his word, and committed to the cause of his precious truth. And we all are delighted to share with you this evening the old familiar story of our Savior's birth, and you explain once again why the news of his coming into the world on the first Christmas night was a source of great joy to the shepherds in Bethlehem. You see, Christmas, with all of the presents that are given and received really celebrates God the Father's gift of his only begotten Son to be the world's Savior from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. Jesus was God's gift of love to all wretched sinners who, since the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, were under his curse by nature and deserving of everlasting death and hell. But already in eternity, God had foreseen the transgression of our first parents and sin's horrible consequences which they would bring into the world. And in Christ, that is, because of Christ's vicarious atonement, he so loved the world that he devised a most remarkable rescue mission to save fallen mankind. He decreed that his only begotten Son would be made man to be the substitute of every sinner under the law, that he would perfectly satisfy God's justice and make possible God's unilateral reconciliation of the world unto himself, as we read of it in 2 Corinthians 5:19. That reconciliation, true peace on earth, peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 5:1, is a real message of Christmas. And it is our privilege, as the lambs of the Lord Jesus, to bring you those tidings of great joy, of God's goodwill toward men, in our songs and recitations. May he bless the hearing of that precious Christmas gospel, both in our ears and in our hearts, and accept our humble praise and thanksgiving for the greatest Christmas present that we poor sinners will ever receive, the dear Christ child.
Thank you. By nature, we too are sinners, having inherited sin and corruption, like rotten spiritual DNA from our parents when we were conceived and born. Our condition too, like that of all people, is rotten in the sight of God. We too are without righteousness, and by nature, according to our sinful flesh, are inclined only to evil. And that's why it is impossible, by our own efforts and by our own works, to earn our way back into favor with God. For the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 3, verse 12, that there is none that doeth good, no, not one. And so we too deserve nothing but God's wrath and displeasure, death and damnation in hell forever because of our sins. Therefore, without a Savior, without a rescuer to satisfy God's justice in our place, to do for us what we could never do for ourselves, we would all be headed for everlasting destruction in hell. For the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23, eternal death, earned and rightfully deserved. But because of God the Father's Christmas gift to us and to all the world, because of the righteousness that Jesus earned for all mankind by his perfect life here on earth, and by his suffering and death, which paid the penalty of our guilt, God graciously reconciled the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, 2 Corinthians 5:19, and declared all men righteous and forgiven in his sight. Therefore, we gratefully declare with the Apostle Paul, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift, 2 Corinthians 9:15.
Thank you.
Savior's coming was foretold in clear prophecies or promises in advance throughout the Old Testament. And true believers eagerly waited, watched, and longed for his appearing. And the Bible tells us that even though Jesus had not yet come to fulfill his redemptive work for our salvation, God's forgiveness for Jesus' sake was received by them through faith, which confided in his promises and laid hold on the merits, which, as far as God was concerned, Jesus had already won for them.
The very first promise of the Savior was given to Adam and Eve right after their fall into sin. It is recorded in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. It was a promise that the woman's seed, Christ, the son of a virgin mother, would overcome the devil, defeat him, this man's vicious adversary, and take away his power to enslave mankind in sin and to hold them in everlasting bondage in hell.
God's prophecies about the coming Savior were like road signs along a dark highway, pointing God's people to their fulfillment in the fullness of the time, Galatians 4:4. At first, the prophecies were dim and veiled, as it were to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then they became clear and more focused through the prophets Isaiah and Jeremiah. And finally, they foretold details about the Messiah's appearing that were unmistakably specific, even to the Gentiles from the east, such as the very town which the King of the Jews would be born, namely in Bethlehem of Judea, Micah 5 verse 2.
Thank you.
people in the Old Testament trusted his promises about the coming Savior for almost 4,000 years. Finally, when the fullness of the time was come, that is, when it was just the right time to make good on his promises, God sent forth his Son. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. All of his prophecies would now be fulfilled. The long wait was finally over. In the Christmas Gospel, according to St. Luke, we learn how all of this came to pass and how God shared the good news of the Savior's coming with humble shepherds in the little town of Bethlehem.
Rise and shine, for thy light is come. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. For unto you born this day in the city of David, a Savior. This is the day which the Lord hath made. Hosanna to the Son of David. Alleluia. For unto us a child is born. And that the Gentiles shall come to thy light.
And it came to pass that in those days there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from the ground out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with him, despised by being great with child.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Same country, shepherds abiding in a field, keeping watch over their flock by day, and lo, the angel of the Lord came along. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, and this shall be a sign unto you. He shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Thank you.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go now, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe, lying in a manger.
And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they heard and seen as it was told them.
The peace on earth that the children of this world speak of at Christmas time is peace among the nations, peace on the streets, peace between neighbors, and peace in the family. But such temporal peace is not to be expected as a result of Jesus coming into the world, rather just the opposite. He tells us in Matthew 10:34, Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace but a sword. No, the peace which the angels proclaimed on that first Christmas night was peace with God because of the fact that he had forgiven the sins of all mankind on account of the vicarious atonement of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, the Savior.
With the Apostle Paul, we urge you this evening to accept and believe this glorious message of God's forgiveness the entire world for Jesus' sake. Be ye reconciled to God, he writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. That is, lay hold by faith on the forgiveness, purchased and won for all mankind by Jesus your Savior. For then you will have for yourselves the true peace of Christmas, the peace of which the angels sang, peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5, 1. May that peace be ours, not just at Christmas time, but all through our lives, as we confide in the child of Bethlehem and his merits alone for the peace that only he can give.
I speak not by commandment, writes the Apostle Paul, but to prove the sincerity of your love. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Let me be thine forever, O Christ child, sweet and dear. Uphold me with thy mercy, and be thou ever near. From thee I gladly all receive, and what is mine to thee I give. My heart, my soul, and all I own, let these be thine alone. Amen. Let us arise to pray. O Almighty and most merciful Father, we thank thee that thou didst in the fullness of time fulfill thine ancient promises and hast given us in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, to be the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Jesus himself in his vicarious atonement, the satisfaction of thy justice and the payment for our reconciliation by thee. O Lord Jesus Christ, praise, glory, and honor be to thee. For out of thine unspeakable love, thou didst humble thyself to become the most destitute of men, and thus to become the Lamb of God, the sufferer of our guilt, and the rescuer of our souls. Thou wast made man that we might be made heirs of God and fellow heirs with thee of thy glory. Thou didst take upon thee the form of a servant that we might be kings and priests before God for thy sake. We sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, but thou hast brought us light and life and peace and joy everlasting by redeeming us to thy heavenly Father. O Holy Spirit, we praise and bless thee for making known to us and to all mankind by the preaching of the gospel the joyful tidings of our Savior's nativity. And we beseech thee by that sweet gospel, the power of God unto salvation, to quicken us by thy grace, that we may not hear the Christmas message with passing wonderment only, but, like Mary, ponder it gratefully in our hearts, that it may kindle in us a light of true faith, that is, humble, childlike confidence in the merits of our Redeemer, and the fire of fervent love in imitation of thy great love for us. Let us not be turned aside by doubts or fears, but like the shepherds, trusting fully in the word of reconciliation, come with haste to see the things which have come to pass, accept and receive them by faith for our salvation, and then gratefully make known abroad, as we have opportunity, the great joy which shall be to all people, that they too, with us, may rejoice in the gift of salvation and glorify and praise God for the wonders of his love in sending thee to be our precious Redeemer. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. And now in the name and for the sake of our blessed Savior, we bring to thee everything else upon our poor hearts in the prayer that he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.